You're listening to the new Classical FM, and I'm Bill Anderson with you on Bill's Classical Jukebox. The piece we heard there called Handkerchiefs. It's with the Shen Yun Symphony Orchestra, and they're coming to Roy Thomson Hall again. It's the fourth time they've been to Canada, and they're going to be there next Wednesday, the 11th of October. My great pleasure to welcome my special guest, Danielle Zhu, who's a media personality for New Tang Dynasty Television, has produced and hosted a number of shows both here in Toronto and in New York City, exploring the main themes of traditional Chinese culture with a focus on its revival by Shen Yun Performing Arts on its annual world tour. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here.
And I want to talk about, right from the start, what does Shen Yun mean, and thus the Shen Yun Symphony Orchestra?
Shen Yun actually means the beauty of the divine being dancing. Shen actually means divine. And Yun literally means the energy of a person. And so combined together, it can be translated into the divine, the beauty of the divine being dancing.
And why a symphony orchestra as a form, opposed to another form of artistic endeavor?
Okay. Shen Yun Performing Arts has already been performing around the world with its five equally large company around the world for this is going to be their 11th year. The formation of Shen Yun Performing Arts Orchestra, the Symphony Orchestra, is actually originated from the request of the audience members. And they attended the performing arts, and they are enchanted. They find themselves enchanted by the music. And they ask, me personally, were being asked several times for their CDs. And they had a wish that one day they could be seeing them or listening to them for a full concert, mm-hmm. to see the musicians on stage to perform for them. So this is why that's the Shen Yun Orchestra was born and had their international debut in 2012 in Carnegie Hall. I personally was there. It was a captivating experience there.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
It's been described as classical East meets classical West because
exactly.
It's a blend of the two cultures.
Right, right. And the Shen Yun Performing Arts, with this long, I would say 5,000 years, they perform at the culture and legends of the 5,000 years of history and civilization. And you would see, to accompany the performance, the dance performance, the music has to be the blend of the Chinese solo instruments and the Western instruments as the they play the harmony of the Western orchestra with the strings and brass and wind. On top of that, accentuate the often soft Chinese instruments, the two-string erhu or plucked pipa. Oftentimes they're soft and non-competing, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Now tell us a bit more about these instruments, the erhu. You say two strings only.
Only two strings, although it has only, it's called two-string violin or the Chinese violin. Although it has only two strings, it's incredibly expressive. It can convey a wide range of emotions, be it chirping bird or neigh, mm-hmm. horse sound. And it's all very close to human voice. And sometimes we play the erhu pieces. People say, oh, do I see, hear a human voice over there?
Wow.
So it's very, very intriguing.
And describe the sound of the pipa.
The pipa is a four-string plucked instrument. It has reigned as a king of the Chinese folk instruments for many, many years, for thousands of years, actually. The erhu actually was 4,000 years. And I would say the pipa could be longer than that.
Who are these musicians? They have been, you know, reviewed all over the world as just magnificent. Where do they come from?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. The musicians are from all around the world. As the conductor Milan Nachev said, he is conducting an international musicians community. It's like a UN. He himself, a conductor Milan Nachev, was a Bulgarian. He came from Bulgaria, and he has... he's a concertmaster, is a German lady, the trumpet principal is a American, and he's the trombone principal is a Australian. So you name it, yeah. many places in
like
the world.
Like you say, the United Nations. And how large an orchestra is Shenyun?
Oh, that's a large orchestra. It consists of more than 80 musicians, full Western instruments of orchestra, strings and wind and brass, and also some of the percussionists of the Chinese part, and also the Chinese instrument, erhuben pipa.
So the show is music, but it's also spectacular costumes and dancing, and what else?
That, not only that, the very important part of Shenyun Orchestra, Symphony Orchestra, is the vocal pieces. Many of us may not know that the early Chinese theaters share the same singing technique with the early Western opera.
I didn't know that.
Many of us may not know, but over the years it lost. But Shenyun singers were able to bring that on stage. And they, what's special about that is they can sing in perfect Chinese diction on top of the, with the technique of bel canto techniques. That's really amazing.
Well, music is the universal language.
Exactly.
And so you don't need to speak Chinese. You don't need to speak English. You just have to go and enjoy.
Right.
And the performance is coming up on the 11th of October. That's next Wednesday evening, 8 p.m. One performance only. Classical East meets Classical West in perfect harmony with the Shenyun Symphony Orchestra coming to Roy Thompson Hall. And you can go to the Roy Thompson Hall website for more information on available tickets. At this point, you better hurry because they're almost all gone. Now, we're going to play a little piece. Lantern Joy is the title of this. Tell us about it.
Lantern Joy, it has always been one of my favorite for the Shenyun music. And it is so typical and so unique about, you could hear the blend of the East and West. And at the beginning, you will hear the pipa, the plucking pipa, like a rippling sound of pipa. And then you will hear three erhu, the erhu trail to lead the melody in here. And then you will hear the seamless transition to the strings and to the full orchestra. So this whole piece, only 3 minutes and 40 seconds, it perfectly showcasing the beauty of Shenyun's music, the blend of the East and the West.
Thank you to my special guest, Danielle Lejoux, and here's a sample of what you'll see and hear at Roy Thompson Hall next week. Thank you. The Shenyun Symphony Orchestra, a live concert recording. They'll be at Roy Thompson Hall on Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m. You'll hear ancient Chinese instruments leading a grand Western symphony through melodies rooted in 5,000 years of culture. You can check on tickets when you go to roythompsonhall.com. That's www.roythompsonhall.com.